This episode of Grow Getters is brought to you by Grow Getters Club, a high-touch mastermind helping smart women incubate and grow their business ideas, side hustles, and passion projects together. Join the waitlist at growgetters.io/club for our next intake. Welcome to Grow Getters, the podcast helping you turn your unique genius into digital products that people want and love.
Each week, we drop the hottest hacks, proven methods, and killer tech to help you turn your expertise into income, your passion into profit, or your hobby into a hustle without the hassle. I'm Tanya Garma.
And I'm Tiffany Hart. We're the side-gigging, coffee-obsessed besties and founders of Grow Getters. We pivoted our own passion project into a profitable startup, and we know you can do it too.
So if you're ready to create a thriving, multi-passionate, multi-income lifestyle by monetizing your skills, then follow the Grow Getters podcast for your weekly fix. Now, let's get growing. Hello, hello, Grow Getters. Welcome to another masterclass episode on the pod. Today, we bring you our interview with the wonderful Renata Squario. Renata is the founder of MaxMe, a formidable champion of all things human skills, helping the next generation to be the best version of themselves and more ready for the realities of today's workforce. She is a tech transformation and change powerhouse, and most importantly, an outstanding human with so much experience to share. She is so down to earth and crazy passionate about the mission she's on with MaxMe. In this podcast ep, Renata is sharing a wealth of tips and tricks about how we can all better ready ourselves for the realities of the working world, and more broadly, how working professionals can leverage the power of human skills to sustain successful careers and businesses over the long term. This episode is for you if you want to learn more about your own innate human skills, which are the most critical skills for the future of work. So without further ado, here's Renata.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us. Renata, it's such a pleasure that you have decided to join us on the pod and come onto the podcast and also do it in this new format, on this new setting, which we're recording it right now inside of the Grow Getters Club, which is we produce exclusive content for the club, but also for the podcast. So we are recording it with a live audience. So we have some people in the audience here today, and we will have at the end of this podcast a different thing. But for today, the questions I have, the first question is, can you briefly tell us about what you do and who do you do it for?
Well, I have the huge privilege, and thanks so much for having me on today to talk about my very favorite subject. I can talk underwater, but basically I have the privilege on a daily basis to help humans realize their potential. And, you know, when I describe what we do at MaxMe, which is the company I started just over 2 years ago, the name is chosen very specifically, Maximize Me, but very much around this sort of concept of human transformation, and particularly as it sort of pertains to work readiness and employability and really having the career success that we all work so hard for, really to be able to kind of bring that to life and, you know, as I said, realize your own potential and then, of course, the potential of others. And who do I do it for? Well, I guess it's really around anyone who understands the importance of these skills and how it's going to contribute to their success. What's emerging now and, you know, post-COVID, maybe pre-COVID, maybe who knows, but certainly this concept of as we become more and more digital, as our economy starts to digitize, the work that's left for humans requires highly developed social emotional skills. And so for us and for those that really kind of realize the need to lean into that sooner rather than later and upskill or reskill, they're the buzzwords at the moment. It's the development of these skills to actually help them to get the job, to retain the job, and to be very, very happy in that job.
Wow. Yes, I think that's a really great space to be in. You mentioned that you started the company 2 years ago. What was the actual tipping point? What made you get into starting a company like this those 2 years ago?
Look, it probably was the triangulation of a few things, perfect storm, call it that. So I spent just short of 30 years in corporate global companies, I started at Accenture. I worked in companies like Telstra, NAB, Latitude Financial Services. That they might not mean, but I also worked for, you know, British Airways, and I worked for a number of big organizations, EDS, et cetera. And through the context of that work, saw through leading, coaching, mentoring, guiding people that these skills are few and far between and take quite a lot of work to develop if you don't already kind of not well established. And those that sort of do develop them, do have highly sort of developed social emotional skills, tend to do better. So I saw that kind of live in situ. And it made me start to think, you know, what is it? Why is it that people aren't taking the time? Why aren't these skills presenting? What's the problem? And as I started to do research, and, you know, it was a while since I was out of sort of secondary and tertiary education, it became obvious to me through the research that these skills are not taught through those years. There's a high prevalence for technical skill development. And, you know, I would argue it's because it's easier to teach and measure those things, hence why they are taught and measured. Human skills, though, employability skills, social emotional skills are not taught. They're not in a curriculum, and they're almost sort of expected or assumed, but actually they really start to rub when you don't have them. And, you know, to kind of complete the perfect storm, I've got two girls, two daughters, teenagers, and one was, you know, one's 20, one's 16. Both of them are really kind of moving towards needing to think about employability, job readiness. And the last thing I want to do is for my kids not to be ready. So, you know, we started to sort of start to talk about these skills, but it really became very obvious that they really lack them, and their cohort, their peers lack them, because, you know, obviously I have a lot to do with my kids' friends as well. So it was this sort of, as I started to think about, how do I want to sort of spend the next 10 to 15 years of my career? Because that's probably what I've got left inside me. Do I want to sort of keep working in corporate Australia globally and, you know, sit in those cushy roles and navel gaze sometimes and hypothesize sometimes, or do I just want to get out there and make a big difference? And I decided to get out there and make a big difference, which is, you know, high risk for someone in my age bracket and, you know, kind of, you know, high risk for me in terms of my social, well, I should say financial status, but certainly it became very important for me to step out and to really bring this sort of democratizing human skills for all, bringing that vision to life.
Wow, that's nice. And I think also at your point, you were kind of looking for to take that passion that you've seen, you know, as a big space inside of corporates, but also with your teenage daughters, with going into the workforce, you probably saw that there is a space to grow there. And you kind of took, you know, the term as passionpreneur, taking this and also into a business. So with MaxMe, what does MaxMe specifically do? What do you do with companies or with individuals?
So we've got a number of products that make the development of human skills or the accessibility to human skills very readily available. We've got an app called Hody. And so when I first left and started the business, my first hypothesis was that I'll do some management consultancy. I mean, I cut my teeth at Accenture. I knew how to be a management consultant. So maybe I'll work with organizations to help them set up human skill development programs, as I had done in the roles that I had been in, you know, in organizations. But it became really obvious and pretty quickly that it's not a scalable model. And I'm a person that likes to do things big, and I wanted to do things big. And so I thought, well, I could do the kind of Me, Myself and I show, or I could do something which was just a lot more scalable. And so for me, particularly as I thought about a younger demographic, the 15 to 30 year olds that we have kind of launched our products into, I thought about the need to kind of give them a digital experience because they're digital native. So we started with our app, and it's in market. It's pretty well developed. We have, you know, many, many learning modules in there, but, you know, it's all very much set around this sort of 15 minute a day commitment. And so it's micro learning. And it's not just learning, it's also activities and reflection. We've built that into the experience because these are all the skills that people need in the workplace. And we also run in parallel, we run a school program. So in Australia, particularly in Victoria, and I'm pretty sure around Australia, it is compulsory to run a 1 week work experience, I guess, experience within the curriculum for year 10s. And unfortunately, because the work experience, I guess, process has become so woefully difficult and convoluted and quite traditional, some schools have given up on it completely and just fill it with more curriculum, which is such a huge opportunity lost for young people who are thinking about their employability and what skills they need for work. And so I sort of thought, well, we could lean into that and really produce this sort of compelling, exciting, reimagined program around the concept of work readiness and present it to schools in that 1 week of work experience, which is already in the kind of timetable. And so we run a school program with independent schools in the main at the moment, but this year we're looking to start to really sort of push into some of our public schools as well. And we run our sort of HODI app-based, but with sort of a human touch experience, light touch around it with corporates.
That sounds very innovative. I love how you've taken this idea and brought it into a specific demographic and also really kind of given it a digital kind of swing with the app. You mentioned about skills. Like, what do you mean about this? Like, what are the six most critical human skills you've identified, and why are they so important, especially for that demographic or even for our demographic?
Anyone, really. Yeah, thanks. And first and foremost, and, you know, we did quite a bit of market research. I'm someone who believes in data. I'm an IT person, you know, I'm a woman from tech. And so I really wanted to truly understand, which is why I did the research into the space, and we wanted the right data. So we did some market research. We asked students, we asked employers what was really important and what made a difference, particularly to employers when people started work. What are the kind of core skills that really differentiate people? And first and foremost, you know, almost double the number of employers than any other skill said self-awareness. It sort of starts with self. If you aren't aware of what you're good at, what you're not good at, if you cannot kind of work with those things and then truly bring your best self to work every day, you kind of can't leave the starting gate. So self-awareness is the number one skill or a kind of thing to focus on if we think about social, emotional or human skills. Then there were other skills that came out from our market research. First and foremost, the ability to communicate with impact. So the ability to influence, negotiate, to be able to hold a conversation. And if we think about more modern ways of working, and we think about sort of agile delivery or delivering value to customers really quickly, which is a real buzzword in organizations. If you can't convey your ideas and you can't influence others, then it becomes very difficult to bring your idea to life. And certainly when we think about creative problem solving, which is another superpower within the modern workplace, you can't creatively problem solve, particularly in a group or in a collaboration, unless you can pitch in your ideas and negotiate a way forward. So communicating with impact is a big, big skill that's required. Being able to work with others, teamwork, collaboration, again, self-paced work is starting to and will start to really become extinct, because as our workplaces become more complex and as the easy stuff is digitized or automated, because that's the only stuff that truly can be automated, what's left for the humans to work on are the complex problems. And we really, it's very rare to be able to solve a complex problem on your own. So as humans, we need to develop the skills to be able to work with others, but not just with others, with people that are different to us, because that's the other rub that happens is it's okay to work with people exactly like yourself and it's really predictable and isn't it great, versus what happens in workplaces where you get eclectic melting pots of all different cultures and beliefs and work styles. How do I work with a different group to me and still achieve results? So working together, working with difference, again, a very, very important skill set to have. And then for us, this sort of creative problem solving, failing fast, being willing to take risks, being able to lean into complexity and not be afraid to get it wrong, because that's really the only way you can solve complex problems is to try something and see if that works. And that's another one of those kind of real superpowers for us, or real skill sets that employers have said are really, really critical for the modern worker to succeed.
Very interesting. I have a quick question around, you know, you're talking about these different skills. Do you think, from what you've seen and from the research you've done, do you think there's a general deficit of human skills at the moment? Is there a general...
100%.
Yeah.
So first and foremost, the 30 years that I've spent in roles, I guess, I don't know how to say this in a humble way, but, you know, I've always led with this concept of a servant leader. You know, I truly believe that leaders are there to serve others and to help people realize their potential. That's what a leader's for. And if you can do that, then you get people to work at their peak and then everything just kind of magic happens, basically. But unfortunately, in workplaces, I wouldn't say that that's something that I've come across and could say that that's a norm. It's not a cultural norm. And in fact, we have some significant issues in our current workplaces, and COVID sort of shone a torch on a lot of those. And, you know, my very strong hypothesis, and it's now been well studied, and I'll get to the McKinsey think tank study that was published last year in a minute. I myself personally have found that those skills don't exist. And, you know, for me as a leader of people, I've had to work very hard to help my people to get those skills, to work with confidence, and to kind of realize their potential. Interestingly, McKinsey came out with, as I said to you, a study last year, which talked about these sort of 56 deltas or foundational skills that they're saying the modern workplace is going to require. 43 or 77% of those skills are human skills. But they themselves, and again, it's backed up by the market research that we've spoken to employers, and there's study after study being published now to say that the existence of these skills is low. And because of that, the ongoing productivity of workplaces and the ongoing well-being of their workers is going to be significantly put under pressure, which is why a lot of organizations are now saying, well, actually, if these are the skills we need but don't have, how do we get there? How do we reskill, upskill our people to give them the skills they need and therefore that we need to get the great outcomes for our customers, for ourselves, and for our staff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
How brilliant is Renata, right? If you are enjoying this episode and all the tips that Renata is sharing, then you will absolutely love GrowGetters Club. Because guess what? One of the biggest perks of a GrowGetters Club membership is you not only get first dibs on our expert interviews, you also get exclusive access to Ask Them Anything live over Zoom. That means direct access to members-only open Q&A with our world-class podcast guests, helping you to level up your business game every month. Head to growgetters.io/club to find out more about all of our club features and join a brilliant international mastermind of growgetting women. Now, let's get back to Renata.
Fascinating. I'm really excited about this space. And it also brings up a personal story. I mean, even just talking to an ex-employer of mine today about 10 years ago working in an organization where it's when you're working in different teams, when you're working with different skills. I mean, of course, these human skills, but also like these, the softer skills that you need to know that you're assumed that you know when you've done a technical study, for example, some engineering or something else, you are assumed to know certain things, but actually they're not taught. So it's great that you're going to, you know, especially to the younger generation, to the 15 or the 15 to 30 year olds.
15 to 30 probably, year olds.
Yeah. So looking at even the uni students, this is kind of the uni students or early workforce. It's a really great space to be in because, yeah, just reflecting on the experience that I had, which was challenging working in an industry where you would expect that there would be a certain level of other of skill, but actually it's not assumed, you know, it has to be learned. It has to be experienced. It has to be practiced in order to be perfected.
So two things I want to say to that. First of all, unfortunately, and I am a woman from STEM, so I can say this without sort of feeling like I'm judging, but unfortunately or fortunately, our IT workforces are in the most low on these human skills and high on technical skills. And unfortunately, what will happen over time is that's just not going to serve companies well. You might get great code from a coder, but actually if they can't apply some of the, you know, the communicating with impact, working with others, the self-awareness, how am I coming across? Can I really creatively problem solve? Am I a perfectionist? All of those things that actually will start to rub and start to impact on productivity. So I think that's really important. The second thing I'll say is one of the really compelling reasons why I felt like I had to start MaxMe was when I was doing my research really upfront and I was talking to uni students actually, and I was asking them about their experience. Group work or teamwork, group assignments, they said was the most woeful, worst experience that they ever have to go through. And that basically no one can work together. They just throw assignments together. One person ends up, you know, spending 3 days, you know, burning the midnight oil, pulling the assignment together, and it just goes around and around. And I sort of thought to myself, how could that be? That this is a key skill that we need at work, people working together, group work, et cetera, is so common and it's becoming more normal. Yet at university, when you get to practice these skills, nobody's actually teaching you how to work in a group. It's assumed. But unfortunately, no one knows how to work well together. And so it just becomes a woeful experience. That was almost one of those critical moments that I couldn't walk away from. I couldn't step over. And I said to myself, well, we need to start bringing some of these skills to bear much, much earlier in the journey of a young person so that when they get to work, they can actually thrive and be the best version of themselves and be highly, highly productive.
Fantastic. That's a very good insight. And if you knew what I was doing the hour before this phone call, I was doing a group assignment for a university project and it was not going so great. So it's exactly the same situation as what you're talking about. So yeah, so I can back that up. So what are three easy ways to build up your human skill game so you can be the best version of yourself?
Well, really, one is the willingness to do it. You know, at the moment, we're still having to convince people that these skills are important. And again, you know, it's human nature. We do what we're rewarded for. You know, what gets measured gets done. So if we go through secondary school and tertiary, and what gets measured is the technical skill development, and no one's telling you about these human skills, you're going to go, well, actually, why is that important? No one's telling me it's important. So that's the first challenge. Really lean into the fact that these skills are important and are going to becoming more and more important. Therefore, we should be spending time on them. If you're spending 15 minutes a day trolling Instagram, if you're spending hours a day studying, you should be spending some time on the human skill development. So that's step one. Step two is take that reflection is such an important thing, because if you're not taking the time to reflect on what's really going on for you, what's working well for you, what's not working well for you, and if it's not working well, what do you want to change? Reflection is the essence of the human's development, because if you're not stopping to do that, you're actually missing a lot of things that's going on for you until it's too late. And then it just gets harder and harder to start to create these habits. And then I would say the third thing is really just start at the start, you know, go and, you know, ideally, you know, big plug for Hody in our app is just download it. It's actually free to use. There's a massive, massive amount of free content on there before you get to it having to pay for anything. Go and do a strengths assessment, work out who you are, actually take the time and do it. And sometimes that's scary to do, right? Like we're sort of like, well, really, I'm not sure that I want to know that much about myself. Is just get started and make a commitment to do it. And then go out there and find the right places. I mean, as I said, I would argue Hody, our app is a good place to start, but start wherever you start and start to do that work on yourself and spend just as much time on that as you do some of the other important things in your life.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And if we could focus on one best practice we could consistently and frequently do to build up our human skill capacity, what would you suggest it would be?
Well, that's such a hard, you know, the one, because there's so many different things to work on. But again, if, you know, if we go with the data that comes from employers, number one skill is self-awareness. So what are we doing to become more self-aware about ourselves? What are we doing to make sure, you know, only 1%, and this is going to sound sort of weird because most people really challenge me on this, is only 1% of people know what their strengths are and actively use their strengths every day. We as humans, and because there's a survival mechanism and there's a negativity bias, most humans are wired with a negativity bias and, you know, kind of want to survive. And so therefore we're thinking about all the things that could go wrong and how we're going to protect ourselves from them, which then extrapolates out to, well, we're going to think about all the things we're not good at, all of our weaknesses, and what are we going to do to make them into strengths? Well, that's a waste of time. We are all born with a set of natural strengths. And when I'm talking about that, I'm talking about like character. Of course, talent can develop into a strength, knowledge can develop into strengths, all those sorts of things. But spend time on what you're already good on. Spend time, get to know yourself, and make sure that you're doing more of that on any given day and less of the worrying of what you're not good at, because the positive psychology and the mindset, positive impact on your mindset will mean that you're more likely to be confident in the way you do things, will mean that you're more likely to lean into things because you're just feeling better about the world and you're open to learning. You're more curious, all those things. If you're spending time thinking about what you're not good at and dwelling on that and that kind of valley of despair that you find yourself in trying to make yourself good at something you're not good at, that's a terrible mental state to be in. So if you could just throw that on its head, work out what you're good at and just do that a lot each day, you're going to be better off, your results are going to come through, and you're just going to be in a much better mindset anyway.
Hear, hear. Totally agree, Anna. I agree. There are, sometimes you do have to do things you're not good at, but actually it's good to focus on the things that you are really good at or you like to do and focus on those things. I just had a little small giggle because people that are listening to this podcast, you can't see the video, but there is a little cat that keeps walking past.
My little kitten who we just got, and she's jumped up and walked past the screen with her little tail.
It's so sweet. Yeah, well, that was fascinating. Thank you so much for sharing all of that advice. I think, yeah, self-awareness is number one, and to develop that. So the Hody app sounds like a great, great place to go. Mindfulness practices is a great place to also
start. That's in
there
too. Don't worry. We have a whole 5 levels on, you know, mindfulness, particularly as it pertains to the workplace and to your career.
Okay, yes. Cool. Great. Fantastic. And is there anything else that you would suggest that we focus on for developing, you know, human skill capacity, you know, for ourselves, but also for teams that we're working with, if we have a micro business or if we have like a small side hustle? Are there anything else that you'd suggest us to really work on?
I think really sort of being able to collaborate and communicate well. I think, you know, this concept of bring your whole self to work. The minute that you make a decision to do that, the minute that you make a decision to be the best version of yourself and just kind of turn up and give every day the best go, you'll naturally build trust and rapport with others, because they building trust and rapport is the kind of building block to building high-performing teams. And if you can do that, if you can just turn up and just give everything your best go, open yourself up to learning, and be more willing to be vulnerable as well. I mean, there's nothing worse than working with a know-it-all, someone who you can obviously see doesn't know it all, but they've got a ridiculous ego that they need to keep feeding. I mean, it's just not helpful. So just turn up and be yourself, be the best version of yourself, work with others, be vulnerable, and build that trust and rapport. A lot of other things take care of themselves, because humans know that they're not perfect, and there's a much higher willingness to accept imperfection if you are trusting of someone. If you don't think they're going to backstab you or try and white ant you or cut you down, they're just more likely to want to work with you, and therefore you're more likely to collaborate better and just achieve great results together. And the other thing I'll say is don't expect this to be perfect. Like, if it doesn't work, just go, actually, that's okay. I'm just going to try again. I'll try a bit differently. And that's where reflection comes in. If you're not stopping and doing a 5 to 10 minute reflection at the end of every day, going, what worked really well today? And always start there. Please do not start with what didn't work well. Start with what worked really well today. What am I really happy with or proud of? Then maybe what didn't go so well. And then what am I going to do about it? What am I willing to do differently to make sure it doesn't happen again? That 5 to 10 minutes can change your life, because it gives you this kind of above the line overt way of looking at things. It brings it into the conscious mind, and therefore you can do something practical about it.
Thank you, Renata. That is super valuable advice. And yeah, thank you for starting Max Me. It sounds like a fantastic organization and a very, very important message to share. So yeah, thank you very, very much for being on the pod today and for joining us. And really, I'm looking forward to downloading your app and really going into that, because I'd love to learn more about this space.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Grow Getters. If you love the podcast, then we know you'll love the club. Introducing Grow Getters Club, the intimate mastermind for global grow getting women like you, that holds you accountable, attracts your kind of people, and cuts through the clutter so you can get crystal clear on your zone of genius, whatever that might be. No matter what stage of your business journey, our community of brilliant, like-minded women are all working together towards the same goal, clarity for their one big thing.
Grow Getters Club is a perfect blend of everything you need to launch your side hustle or scale your business in no time. You'll get exclusive access to expert-led masterclasses and events covering the hottest future skills topics so you stay on top of your game. You'll tap into the brains of a cohort of incredibly talented and diverse women you can collaborate with via regular co-working and peer-to-peer skill exchange sessions. Our live roundtable workshops will help you working on your biz in real time, using mirror boards to track your progress, and the accountability of an intimate group will keep you on track to achieve your wildest dreams.
Best of all, you'll be part of a growing movement of women who are taking active steps to future-proof themselves and encourage each other to thrive. So come and join the waitlist for Grow Getters Club at growgetters.io/club. Our next intake is coming soon, so make sure you sign up today.